Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Racing Charitable Organizations Maureen Nichols and Marcy Boyd to tell us about the fourth annual fundraising extravaganza. Now, tell us a little bit about what exactly the Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization is.
First, I guess I wanted to say thank you for having us on the show today, Tony. Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization is a nonprofit organization. Most people in the community know us as KRCO. Our goal is to promote safety for the drivers here at Knoxville Raceway. We raise money through 50-50 ticket sales at the raceway. We use 501c3 organizations. A lot of our local sporting teams and organizations sell the tickets for us. 50% of it goes to the winner, 50% comes back to us where we give 10% to those selling. They use it as a fundraising opportunity, and that 40% goes in to buy driver's insurance and things for the race season.
We sell 50-50 tickets in the stands as well as the infield each night, and we use the proceeds from that to buy safety equipment, insurance, and assist with medical bills when needed. In the past, we've bought helmets, race suits, fire and safety clothing, and numerous other safety items for the drivers.
Okay, now you guys got a fundraiser coming up this Saturday. Tell us about the fundraiser.
It's being held to increase our funds for the driver's safety equipment. The raceway is now requiring drivers to have certain items on their cars for the safety of the drivers and the fans, so we assist the driver in buying those items. And in the past year, we bought tethers and are buying driveline tethers this year.
Our fundraiser starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 7th. There's no admission to the event. It's at Dyer Hudson Hall. This year, we're going to have a meal catered by Hy-Vee, which will include pulled pork, cheesy potatoes, a dessert, and a drink. We'll also have a cash bar available. There's a silent auction that will run throughout the night, and the live auction starts at 7 p.m. We are fortunate to have a couple of local auctioneers that volunteer their time for this event, so we want to thank Larry Cummings of Cummings Auctions and Bill Preston of Preston's Auction Service. We're still accepting donations, so you can drop those out at the track on Saturday if you're interested at Dyer Hudson, or you can contact Maureen Nichols or Melinda Ofield.
Now, what are some of the types of auction items that you're going to have for the event?
Oh, we have everything from food gift certificates to a family session at one of the photography shops here in town to oil changes.
Just a little bit of everything. A lot of the community businesses have donated to us, as well as race car drivers and other people that just are great race fans.
So what else would you like to tell people about the fourth annual fundraising extravaganza put on by Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization?
Well, I guess I'm going to say it's supposed to be almost 40 degrees on Saturday, and we've had a not-so-nice weather this week, so it'll be a great time to get out and mingle with all the race fans and drivers. Hopefully we'll have a lot of fans there. I just, again, want to thank you for having us on this show, and would like to encourage anyone that's listening that if you're interested in helping KRCO in any way, we always need volunteers to help us on a weekly basis, especially during nationals, and we are still looking for organizations to help sell 50-50 tickets. One of the organizations last year made $6,000 off selling tickets, so it's just really a great event.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Maureen Nichols and Marcy Boyd from Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.